Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
What is up, everyone? This is episode number 73 of the Deep Drive podcast. We've just wrapped up the wild card and all of the division series. We have our NLCS and ALCS matchup set up. And so far, at least on the National League side, things have been far more interesting in terms of matchups because, you know, I mean, the three teams we all kind of imagined would be in the World Series in one way or another, or at least in the NLCS, have all gone home relatively easily. I don't think any of them, if I'm not mistaken, the Dodgers, Padres ended in four and so the Phillies, Braves. So they all ended up, and the Mets as well, only ended up with one playoff win each. So, I mean, I don't know where we want to start with that because I mean, one of those teams going home is, it happens postseason baseball, even two, but all three is kind of shocking considering the quality of rosters there. But I'll let you guys take it away and kind of give your initial thoughts on the NL wild card, the NLDS series.
I even go all four. Like, these are the two last teams most people expected to be here. There were a lot of people who were high on the Cardinals coming in, for obvious reasons, given like what their offense looked like. But the Phillies, I had the Phillies in the NLCS, not the Padres. The Padres are shocking to me because I don't think anyone really expected them to beat the Dodgers. But at the same time, I saw a tweet. I'm not sure exactly who it was, but it was one of those big reporters said that the reason why the Padres are here, right, is because the current playoff format, you only need to use three starters, right? And I actually think that's an interesting point because the Padres' problem this year, they've lost a lot of games because Sean Manaea was just such a disappointment for them. And they haven't had to use him. And the top three in their rotation can match up with anyone. I think both these teams, whoever wins the NLCS, actually does have a legitimate shot at beating the Astros or the Yankees. And I know a lot of people are writing them off.
Yeah, I mean, to the starting pitching thing, I mean, kind of on the same vein, the Mets probably have the best starting three in baseball, maybe the Dodgers, but you know, DeGrom, Scherzer, and Bassett, and they still lost in three to the Padres, who obviously have a good starting pitching too. But I mean, it's just so random, baseball. And I think I saw somewhere on Twitter, like, best of five or best of seven, it's like, to make it even, or like the probability based on their actual talent, it'd be like 22 out of 25.
I saw something where it was
it's just crazy.
I saw something, I think it said it was to compare the NBA to the other three sports.
That's
like, is this the same thing? It was like the NBA, the better team with the team with the better record wins. I think, I don't know if it was based on the better record to make the better team argument, but it was 80% was the percentage that they win that series. And now part of that is obviously the NBA has a different playoff format. And so you're not getting these close matchups like in the wild card series with the 4-5 and the 3-6 are the only ones playing. Whereas in the NBA, you're going to get those 1-8 matchups that obviously are very lopsided. And you'd see the same thing in baseball. It's hard for an 8 seed who most of the time would be under 500 to beat, you know, the Dodgers, the Yankees, or the Astros, a team like
in
that.
In a 7-game series. Yeah. That
wouldn't happen. And so it's obviously different, but they said that in order to match that 80%, you'd need a best of 75 series, I think, which would be be first to 38 games, which obviously is just unrealistic. That's not going to happen, but that's not really the point. More so just like it's so random. That's why you end up with 6-5 in the NLCS as your two seeds, and it's really not that shocking, even though, you know, it may seem that way.
And another thing too is, I guess the simplest solution we can present here is don't fucking lose three games to the Padres if you're the Dodgers, or don't lose three games to the Phillies if you're the Braves, right? Like, that's the simplest solution here, right? If you're a top seed, right, just win, right? Like, I don't think we have to change a playoff format because the Dodgers and the Braves decided to drop the ball in the biggest games of the year. The Astros and the Yankees won their series. They were the top seed. This has nothing to do with the expanded playoffs. I know you guys aren't saying that. There are a lot of people on Twitter who are like, the expanded playoffs are making it so the postseason, it makes you know, you're never going to see the best team win the World Series. How many times the best team won the World Series in the last decade? Like, how many times? I'd say it's 2018 Red Sox, 2020 Dodgers, and
2016
Cubs. Yeah. And then, I mean, you could say 2017, the Dodgers were on paper, at least in the regular season, better than the Astros. Cleveland was, they weren't even the one seed that year. Remember, the Astros were the two seed. Cleveland was the one seed. Cleveland got knocked down the first round
by the Yankees. Yeah. That's the Lindor Grand Slam series. That's all I remember from that series.
I
remember Jay Bruce at that home run in that game too.
I remember Jay Bruce terrorized the Yankees. Yeah.
But anyways, like, yeah, the best team very rarely wins the World Series. Whereas if you look at like different sports, less so the NFL, but more the NBA, you get the better team is winning constantly the finals, right? They had the same matchup 4 years in a row in the NBA, which I don't actually think is a problem, but a lot of people do. And they don't want baseball to be like that. And it never will. It's just a more random sport the way it's played.
Yeah, because it's so dependent on your starting pitching. And, you know, basketball, you play your best players every day. Baseball, you can't do that, obviously. So you have to rely on more depth. And you have to hope guys don't get hurt. And some starting pitchers just have bad days. In basketball, LeBron James isn't going to go out there and have, like, a clunker for two games.
I mean, he did. Remember that game in Dallas, 2011?
Okay, well, he's been to like 9 finals and he had like a couple bad games.
Yeah.
And even when he plays well, they still lose. But, you know, their best player is going to consistently play well. You know, Jacob DeGrom is Jacob DeGrom, but he might not have a great start in one game out of 30. That could be the
best. Well, the other thing is, like, Jacob DeGrom is the best player on the Mets and he's only playing in a World Series, maybe 2 or 3 games. Whereas,
right. Well, that's only like, it's not even 2 or 3 games. It's like 12 innings max, 12, 13.
Yeah.
Innings. I mean, you could get maybe 3 games, 18 innings.
Yeah.
But that's a stretch, especially the way that, you know, with the modern format. I don't know if they're doing it in the World Series, but I know in both the CS series, the format's changed where it's like they play 5 days in a row now, the games 3 through 7. So.
Yeah, there's not as much room to...
There's no off day. There's no travel day between game 5 and 6 like there normally is. And I think that might just be a lockout thing just for this year. But it'll be interesting because, like, some teams would use their guys on short rest and other teams won't. You saw that today with Bieber. I have no idea why he didn't start this game. It makes no sense to me.
Well, he must be hurt or something.
He has to be, right?
They said he was going to start game 1 of the ALCS.
Which is tomorrow.
On.
But yeah. you don't have
if
it
he
tomorrow,
can't pitch today, how can he pitch tomorrow?
Like, what I don't
can't think about it like that.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. And even then, if it came down to it, McKenzie could pitch tomorrow. It's really not like that big of a deal.
Or you just throw your bullpen tomorrow. Like, it doesn't matter.
That's what the Yankees are doing. They're going to Tyone, which is a bullpen game. I'm sorry. Tyone's not going to be asked to throw 7 innings of baseball.
Yeah, I think the Yankees might as well punt tomorrow.
I mean, depends. You never know, right? You know, maybe Tyone has the game of his fucking life.
Yeah, but I just don't Verlander. Think that Tyone outpitches Justin Verlander. So.
I don't think that either. I think that's – but I guess postseason's been weird, so let's get weird. Tyone
it's been interesting.
Verlander.
Like this,
let's see what
that Houston, I think that Houston-Seattle series might be the closest sweep I've ever seen in my life. Like,
yeah, they played them close.
Like, and there's even an argument that they outplayed them, but obviously you can't.
Seattle's probably – it feels like they're the second-best team in the AL. But
yeah,
out.
They played remarkably well in that series, but
like,
Robbie
Ray
threw a fastball down the middle. And
I think Seattle would have beaten the Yankees.
I don't know about that. I don't know about
7
that.
Games?
I don't know about that. Maybe 5 games, I would have seen it.
Well,
like,
I don't know. What about a 75-game start? Who wins a 75-game series between the Astros and the Yankees or the Mariners and the Yankees?
I think the Yankees beat the Mariners more.
In a 75-game series?
Well, 75. I mean, 75 what? That's like, I mean.
That's 38.
First to 38 wins.
But I mean, I do think the Yankees are a better team than the Mariners, but I do think the Astros are the best team in baseball. I think the Mariners, what they had.
Well, I don't know if the Astros are the best team in baseball. I still think, like,
AL,
the Dodgers lost games, but like, They lost the playoff games, but I still think they were the best team in the league this year.
Oh, I agree. I mean, the best team. I mean, I'm thinking about the teams remaining in the pool. I'm not thinking about teams that are eliminated. But at this point, the Astros are the best team remaining on the field, I think. And the funniest thing about it is we said, you know, last year, the Astros are the best team remaining in the field coming into that ALCS. Very clearly were the best team going into that World Series.
And then they lost.
Still lost in six games. So I love baseball. And they were on the brink of elimination against the Red Sox. And the Red Sox, like, have Fenway. They had a lead in game five, up 2-1.
2-1, and Altuve hit a two-run homer off Whitlock in the seventh or eighth.
Yeah.
And they lost that game.
If Whitlock does what Whitlock's supposed to do, there is a good chance, like, we wouldn't even – like, I guess my
point – I mean, they hadn't scored. They hadn't scored since the first. They hit a two-run – Bogarts hit a two-run home run in the first, and they just didn't score for, like, the rest of the series, it felt like.
Yeah, it's very weird. Momentum changed very quick, too. Like, the Red Sox series that year, the Rays were kicking the shit out of the Red Sox in game two.
Last year,
And the Red Sox just storm back. They win game two, win game three, win game four. So, I mean,
three and four are so close, too. I mean, they walk off some of those games.
So, I mean, ultimately, I hope that we get to see more of that, like, you know, momentum kind of swings left and right. I think the ALDS for the Yankees and Guardians are a pretty good series. So,
great series.
Yeah, I think it was very well played.
I really wish that the Guardians tried to win today. Because, like, they just went out there and I don't think they tried to win. Like,
they came out so flat. Once Stan hit the home run, they were just done.
They were done. And then, for whatever reason, that challenge, the no challenge, when they used both their challenges on clear, like, they clearly lost both challenges that they used, game four. And then they don't use it when Jimenez beat Rizzo by, like, 3 seconds to the base. I just don't, it doesn't make sense to me.
All I want to say is this was the man you guys were telling me was manager of the year over Kevin Cash. And that's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to say anything else. That's all I'm going to say. Clear. Well,
did you guys beat Kevin Cash? Didn't you say that Kevin Cash was going to outmanage him?
And he did. Hey, I didn't say he was going to beat him. I did not say he was going to win. But I did clarify. I picked the Rays to win only because if I pick them to win, they're going to lose. So that was a little bit of that. But at the same time, you could be.
So why don't you pick the Astros to win this ALCS series?
I did pick the Astros to win the ALCS series. I did. That's exactly. I actually picked every
I'm 3-for-4, actually.
I'm only right on two things, the Astros and the Yankees winning their respective series. Everything else I've gotten wrong. I picked every wild card series wrong. I picked both NLDSs wrong. I picked every AL wild card matchup wrong. It's kind of impressive because last year, if we guys remember correctly, I think I picked every ALDS and wild card matchup in the American League, at least, wrong consistently every single time. So
yeah, I got everything right if you switched the Padres for the Mets. But obviously you can't do that because I mean – like, I thought the Mets would beat the Padres, but then, you know, the Padres are hot. And that's what happens in baseball every year. There's that team. Last year's the Braves.
Plus, they're just already, they're a good team. I mean, the Padres.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're a great team. They have two of the best hitters in the league. And then they've got, guys who are stepping up, like Grisham and
Kim.
Yeah, Kim's playing well. Cronenworth has hit the ball pretty well. So it's interesting because they've done all this and Soto hasn't played well at all.
Big hit in game four, but and he's so bad defensively. It's so funny. Juan Soto.
Well, and I have the game up here. They just pulled up. He has a 584 OPS in the playoffs. So
that's lovely.
Well, anyways, I think that this Padres Phillies series is probably the most interesting one we've had all postseason so far for me. I think it's so close. Like, these two teams are almost perfectly evenly matched to me. It's really hard to pick a winner.
Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked. Like, if you said, oh, yeah, the Phillies won in, like, five. Like, oh, yeah, the Padres won in six. I'd be like, oh, okay. Sure. Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if the Padres sweep the Phillies or the Phillies sweep the Padres.
Yeah,
It feels like 2019 where the NL is, like, two random teams are going to made it to the NLCS. Cardinals.
Who was it? Nationals and
Cardinals.
Cardinals.
Cardinals got
the Cardinals were not supposed to make it that far that year.
And then that was the Anibal Sanchez game, right? Yeah. In the NLCS
when Ryan Zimmerman made that crazy play.
I think another thing that is kind of interesting about this postseason when it comes to not Nationals, Phillies and Padres is both of these teams were like just not ever close to the division in the second half. Like, they were very clearly the little brother of that division. Like, even the NL East, like the Mets
and here
Braves,
they are.
Yeah, the Mets and Braves are very, like, that was the team, the two teams anyone gave a shit about in the National League East. It was their race for the division. Every series they played was so important. It didn't really matter whatever the Phillies did because they were never going to have a shot. You know, they were going to make the division, win the division. You know, they were just that third team. A lot of people were like, you know, the sixth seed in the playoffs, the Phillies are not that good of a team. So
remember when we were talking about this, Ryan, me and you were saying that the Phillies and the Brewers were both trying to piss away their playoff spots and that they don't deserve to make it. And
look where they are.
And you can argue about this all day. Maybe they don't deserve to be here, but they are, and it is what it is. Like last year's format, the Phillies don't make the playoffs, and here they are in the NLCS with a pretty good shot to make the World Series, especially with their pitching.
All lined up for them now.
Yeah, you've got Wheeler game one, Nola game two. It's almost perfectly lined up.
It's just hilarious that at the end of the day, we're sitting here talking about two sub 90 win teams in a bracket where there was a 111 win team,
and then 201, and then two 101, right?
And then a team that won like what 95 games, and all of them combined for three total playoff wins. There were more 95 plus win teams that got eliminated than playoff wins by 95 plus win teams in NL, which is weird. It doesn't make sense. Baseball is stupid. I love baseball for this reason. Like, I think baseball being random is part of what makes it so fun, right? There's no reason to watch the postseason if you know the Dodgers are going to storm through everyone, right? You know,
talent. Well, yes and no. People still watch the NBA playoffs.
Oh, no, I get that. And, you know, I guess it's also different because in the NBA, like, it's a lot, like, you can market the Memphis Grizzlies pretty well. They have Ja Morant, even though they're not a very strong roster. You know, you wouldn't say that's a team that's going to go out and win the NBA finals this year. Watch them go out and win the NBA finals. That'd be pretty funny. But, like, you wouldn't say, like, with, like, even Jose Ramirez. Would you say Jose Ramirez and Ja Morant are not close to the same level in terms of, like, fame? But
impact. Definitely not.
But in terms of, like, who's the better player relative to their sport, it's not close. Jose Ramirez is so much better than Ja Morant. Jose Ramirez is like, a top 10 player in the sport. Maybe top 5. And
oh,
I
definitely
would say,
top 5.
Yeah, I wouldn't say
Ja Morant might be top 20.
Right.
But,
so,
with the Guardians, like, Jose Ramirez is one of the best players in the league, and they were projected like 70-something wins this year, maybe like 78, 79, whereas the Grizzlies last year were the 2 seed off of basically just Morant. So, I mean, it's a completely different sport, and I don't, like, think there's really a point in comparing it, but like, you look at the American League, and you've got the Yankees and Astros, who basically everyone is like, this is what people expected. This is what we've wanted, I think, at least I've wanted for the past few years.
I have not wanted this. I want to be on the record saying I did not want to play the Astros. It's not what I wanted. Not even close.
I've wanted a Yankees Astros rematch and a Dodgers Astros rematch for the past 3-4 years. Ever since the Astros got caught cheating, I've wanted to see these two teams play again and those two teams play again. Obviously, the Astros and Dodgers aren't playing. But, like, there's no chance for that to happen. But this Astros-Yankees series will be a lot of fun, even if the Astros win in 5.
Which they will.
They will.
The pitching matchups for the Yankees are not necessarily ideal here. The off days make it so that, you know, there's going to be a lot of Garrett
Cole
and Nestor Cortez.
Can you even get 2 starts out of Cole?
I don't know. I mean, you probably can. I think
he
can go on short rest.
So he'll pitch, what, game 3? Because he can't pitch tomorrow. He can't pitch on Thursday, right? Because he pitched
what? Game 7, essentially. Maybe game 6.
Yeah,
okay. Game 6 would be 2 days rest off of game 3, though, because it's 3, 4, 5, 6 or 4 days in a row.
Yeah, so the way they would do it is, so game 1, Tyone, game 2, Severino, off day, Cole, 4, 5, 6. I don't know what they're gonna do.
So I would assume they go Tyone, Severino, off day, Cole, Cortez, Tyone, Severino.
They have to
Cole.
Hit. It's basically, can the Yankees are not gonna pitch their way to. They're gonna have to hit the fuck out of the ball, or they're gonna have to get.
Yeah, and I think the Astros can pitch their way because, like,
yeah, the Astros pitch so,
like,
well.
Here's the difference, I think, between these two teams is, like, if the Astros were in the situation where they had to play today and then tomorrow. Even if you pitched your ace Verlander 2 days ago, whatever, and then pitched, say, your second guy, Valdez, today, you have McCullers for game 1, which is I feel completely comfortable with, versus Tyone, who I just don't feel comfortable with.
I'd feel fine with Luis Garcia against Tyone.
Yeah, I'd feel better with Garcia. I'd feel better with Javier. I'd almost feel better with Urquidy. I'm not sure about that one.
Maybe. I will say this, though.
That's six guys compared to their three or four.
If the Yankees do have the best pitcher in the series, because, you know, obviously, you know, they have the guy with the sub-3 ERA in the postseason in his career, not the guy with the 3.62 ERA that they're calling, like, a postseason hero or whatever. So, you know, they have at least the best pitcher in the postseason. So you can, in this remaining postseason bracket, so they can sit back and say, you know, the games that Gerrit Cole starts, if they can get two out of him, they have to win those games. What decided the Cleveland series was how they played with Gerrit Cole.
Colors has a 2.56 ERA in the playoffs.
That's lovely. But how many playoff starts do they have? Actually, I'm actually curious.
He has 17.
There's no way he has 17. How does he have 17?
17 playoff.
Oh, okay. Well, that's different. Dude, I was like, how did he have, like, how long has he been around?
10 starts.
Yeah, you see, Gerrit Cole has more starts. So
Gerrit Cole has 16 starts. It's really not that big of a difference. Also, 17 appearances or 16 starts.
Just like, let's be real here. The best pitcher in this American League bracket is thankfully on my side, on our side. But the problem is the other
guys.
You mean
the whole bracket?
Like, oh, yeah, everyone? Absolutely the whole bracket. Yeah.
No, Castillo.
Castillo's gone. And yeah, he's not better than Cole.
He's better than Cole. Let's be real.
How is he better than Cole? What does he do better than Cole?
Pitch.
Like, let's be serious. But I said the bracket. So the bracket, like, very.
Like, clearly, the remaining bracket.
Yeah, there's four teams left. That's the bracket. Or maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I could be using the term wrong. But, like, that's how.
Okay, so you mean out of the four remaining teams?
Yeah, the Yankees at least. That's still, like, they have the best starting pitcher and the best position player remaining in the postseason, which is the only two things they have going for them against
the
Astros.
But the thing is, like, the Yankees are super top heavy. The Astros are so deep.
That's
offensively and pitching wise. Like, the Yankees don't have that depth, especially on offense. Like, the bottom of this Yankees lineup does not scare me.
Harrison Bader has 3 home runs. Let's respect him a little bit.
Okay, Jose Trevino sucks.
He's so overrated.
Harrison Bader, by the way.
Jose Trevino also is by far the best defensive catcher in baseball, so he adds at least something.
He can suck. Like, it's fine. But
They're going to need – they're going – what the Yankees are going to need is to figure out a way to get pitching performances from guys like Tyone that they put up in the first half of the season, not in the second half. They need to be the first half Yankees if they want
to get lucky.
Right. No, that's exactly what I'm saying.
I mean, you can be the first half Yankees, and you might not even beat the Astros. The Astros are so good.
They could just turn it on right now. It wouldn't surprise me, though. Like, that kind of stuff just happens.
Like, the way I see it is – the Yankees are not, they should not be favored to win this series, and they're not going to be favored, right? That makes sense. The Astros are the better team.
They're not, they're huge underdogs. The Astros are like minus 180 or something.
Wow.
Okay. Which is crazy for a series price. Normally, like,
I don't
even
think it's crazy.
The Dodgers were, I think, about minus 180 over the Padres.
I think the pitching matchups are an influence here. Like, they don't know what the Yankees are going to do pitching wise. We don't know what.
And the Astros have it lined up almost perfectly. Right. You got Verlander game one, Valdez game two, McCullers game three, and then you can go Javier game four or Garcia, whatever you want.
You can do both.
Piggyback them, and then game five, you go right back to
Verlander. Yeah, and then
game seven, you have McCullers, you have Javier, you have Urquidy, you have Garcia. You want to use all four of them? Go for it.
Right, and, you know, the Yankees aren't going to be able to line up Cole to face Verlander or even Cole to face Vramber in at least that first matchup. So you're going to sit back and give the Astros the pitching advantage in games one and two. Going down 2-0 in a series is usually not a good
thing.
And
even if you have that advantage in game three, like, I wonder what the game line would be for Cole versus McCullers in New York for game three. The Yankees would definitely be favored, but I don't know by how much.
Probably enough that it'd be not like, okay, I don't know, like, I don't want to say comfortably, but I think they would, like, the Cole's pitched well against the Astros before. He's pretty good against them. He's a pretty good pitcher in general. And I would say for McCullers, at least, he's a really good pitcher, but, you know, he's not better than Cole. So that's probably going to be a difference there. And then when it comes
down to the Astros lineup is just better.
I don't want to say, I think the thing that scares me about Houston more is their pitching. It's not like the offense is really good, but
it's really good.
But it's like, more, I feel like it's really the pitching staff that's, because, like, what, Trey Mancini, not, he's a league average bat. Chaz McCormick's pretty good. Maldonado stinks. Gurriel stinks, right? Pena's more of a league average bat. Like, you're not, it's not
Pena's clutch though.
Yeah, but come on, like Glaber's clutch. But like, I'm not gonna sit here and tell you Glaber's some fucking monster, right? Or Giancarlo Stanton.
You know who Stanton is, though. Stanton is a monster. You can't just sit here and say this.
But I mean, I guess my point more so is like, I'm not so sitting here saying the Astros are like gonna score two runs a game this series, but more so like, what makes me feel like this Astros team is so ridiculously good is that they by far have the best pitching staff remaining, and they also have a very good lineup. It's not that they have the 29, they're not like the 2019 Astros lineup, but they're still a very good lineup, if you get what I'm saying here.
Well, yeah, and I mean, like, the Astros obviously still have Bregman, Alvarez,
yeah,
Altuve,
Tucker is still pretty good.
Even Elizabeth Diaz is pretty good.
Are they going to start him, though? Because have they started him?
They have started him.
Oh, yeah. He has 8, but even then, he's a 96 WRC plus bat this year. Like,
yeah, but he's got good. I mean, his ex-Robocon is the exact same as Alex Bregman.
That's interesting.
But Alex Bregman's never been a good
quality contact guy.
He's always been kind of a Crawford Box merchant, you know? Just like,
again, the problem seems to be more so, like, not the problem. The Astros, their four best hitters are just so good, and they have a lot of league average, and then, you know, Maldonado and Mancini kind of fucking suck, but everyone else is kind of league average.
I don't think I would say Mancini sucks.
No, I didn't say Mancini. I said Gurriel, right? Or did I say Mancini?
No, you definitely said Mancini.
Oh, I meant to say Gurriel. Gurriel fucking sucks.
Okay, yeah, that's fair. I was gonna say Mancini's definitely one of those like league average bats in that group, rather than in the fucking sucks group.
Yeah, they're the fucking sucks. I'll say Maldonado's in the fucking sucks group. Gurriel's in the
the could hit a big 3-run homer in game six and not surprise me. Maldonado hitting
he's
a
just
big
like randomly
homer.
Two home runs a series, and they're always massive home runs.
Yeah,
I mean, Gurriel hit well in the series against the Mariners.
Gurriel's in between Maldonado and like.
Even Hensley is hitting pretty well too.
Who?
Off the bench. Hensley. He's been kind of crushing for him too.
I have never I don't know how I've never heard.
Hensley's the 6'7" shortstop or second baseman.
Yeah, David Hensley.
Oh geez.
He's 6'6".
But
yeah, whatever. He had a 194 WRC plus this year, but small sample, obviously. Yeah. I mean, it's just
you watch a lot. Yeah.
Like, this Houston team is obviously the better team. And it doesn't mean that much in a playoff series to be the better team. The Dodgers were better than the Padres. The Mets were better than the Padres. The Cardinals are probably better than the Phillies. Like, you look at all of those, and the Braves are definitely better than the Phillies. But at the same time, like, it definitely gives them an advantage. And I think Houston they're not the team that loses the series they should win. They don't do that very often.
Well, if it's an
not
NL
before
East
the
team,
World Series,
if it's an NL East team, yes. But I would say, like, I mean, I think picking the Astros is, you know, that's the most likely outcome. So that's what I'm going to stick to my prediction. I think I had them in 6 or 7, something like that. It wouldn't shock me if it's in 5 because of the pitching matchups. I think, you know, it comes down to what, like, the Yankees have to just. Yeah, get better outcomes from their players than they should be getting. That's really it. It's kind of, they have to, you know, San Diego Padres or Philadelphia Phillies their way past the Astros. I don't think the gap between the Yankees and the Astros is the same gap that I would have imagined for the Dodgers and the Padres, but betting lines they disagree with me here. So it is what it is. So I would, you know, I don't know. It's going to be an interesting series. I think the one that's going to be more fun is Phillies Padres, just because I don't, no, I have a confident pick here at all.
Well, I don't know. I actually think that this one could be the more fun series because they're just better teams.
I guess, but I think the way I see
and
it is
they
like...
hate each other and the fan bases.
Yeah.
Like that I feel like that adds an aspect to the game when, you know, you're going into Houston and it's the Yankees and Houston fans hate the Yankees and vice versa. Like, yeah, definitely think that adds an aspect to the series that makes it more interesting as a fan. As a neutral fan.
If I was not a Yankees fan, I would probably agree with you. But the issue is that, you know, like with the Padres, Phillies, whoever loses, I'm not going to go home and like feel anything bad. Like the Yankees lose like in like 4 or 5 games. And I mean, I don't know if I can say this, but I'm probably bathing with the toaster after. I'm considering it at least, you know, like it's going to kill me a little bit. You know, that's 4 playoff eliminations to the Astros in the last, what, 7 years. So like, you know what I'm saying?
It's
kind of fucking
wait, is
hurt,
it
bro.
Really four? I thought it's three.
Yes,
it's 17, 19, 22.
So I would 15
was a DS. Oh no, 15 was the wild.
15 card. Wild card yeah. game. That was a Tanaka game, right?
That means that six of the
third complete game shutout.
Yeah, that means that six of the seven postseason eliminations for the Yankees since 2015 have
were there complete game shutouts in both wild card games in 2015? Then
no, Keuchel didn't go the whole game.
Mm-mm. Yeah, he did, didn't he?
No, Keuchel did.
Because I know Arrieta did for us.
Keuchel did not go the whole game.
Arrieta threw a complete game shutout for us.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
Maybe. I'm checking the box. I feel like he didn't. Maybe he did.
I thought he did.
No, he didn't. He went six innings. I had a feeling because I was like, no way. Like, there's no way he went a complete game. I feel like I remember this a little bit more.
Yeah, Arrieta threw Luke a complete Gregor game, so you might be thinking of that.
Yeah, Arrieta.
Tony Sipp pitched in this game. Remember Tony Sipp?
Luke, hey man, respect Luke Gregerson. One inning.
Isn't Luke Gregerson on the World Baseball Classic team?
Is he?
Well, no, like the one that won in 2017.
Oh yeah, those guys, the fraud one. Yeah, I got you. I think he was. Fraud one. I can't wait. The world, we got to do an episode for the World Baseball Classic when it.
We will. It'll be a lot of fun. I think.
I'm gonna be the biggest fucking homer ever. Like I would be more. I'm more of a homer for like my own country than like the Yankees.
The Yankees.
Like,
I was Team New Zealand, but now they lost, so I'm out.
Oh, you damn. Were team what?
New Zealand. My friend was the pitching coach.
Be an honorary Dominican, you know? Join us.
I might go Team Israel this year. Just go.
Look, we got Devers. We got Devers, bro. Like we might got Bayo.
Canada in it? Maybe I'll go Team Canada.
I remember piping Canada in the first round of that 2017 World Baseball Classic. Great times. I think it was like Bautista went yard or something.
What's like the most things? Third world country that's in this thing? I want to root for them. Like, is there a country like absolutely destroyed and all they have is baseball and this is like a huge story for them? Let's see.
Yeah, I mean,
do we want to do baseball talent to like brown water ratio? Or
I wonder if there's like a correlation between baseball talent and like GDP and then like besides like the Dominican and stuff like that.
So you're saying okay, like the we're baseball planet to GDP, so like how do you like Japan and America are like they're
oh,
out.
We should
right.
do like
Korea.
Total. How about we do like what do we do?
Puerto
like,
Rico okay. doesn't count because they don't like
they're in the U.S.
They're not
the
a country.
US,
what if we did like
so? It's got to be the Dominicans.
What if we did like the amount? Yeah, it has to be like the amount of money that like let's say you take the total amount of money that Dominican players make in like 2022 and compare it to like the 2022 GDP for the Dominican Republic. And
oh,
then,
it's way higher than
yeah,
any
like,
other country.
That's
but...
kind of the issue. It's a massive issue, but we're going to win it this year. The Dominican Republic, you know, we've got Devers, we've got J-Ram, we've got Vlad, we've got Soto, we've got Machado. We've got
oh, no,
every
I'm
good
root
player
for Great
on the plate.
Britain. That's what I'm going to root for.
I don't know.
Do
come
they
on,
even have a team?
They
yeah,
don't
they
have
qualified.
A fucking queen, bro. Like, come on, let's be real here.
They won a walk-off home run on Spain, which was a huge upset, actually.
Who plays for these teams? They're not
actually Jazz Chisholm's
no,
gonna play for them.
Great Britain. Yeah, Jazz Chisholm's gonna play for Great Britain. Noel V. Marte. No, Marte's on Spain.
Dude, why is Marte on Spain? Are they is it like the colonies? Like they play for whatever team?
Yeah, basically
Harry Ford's on
he was on,
Britain,
right? Britain.
Justin okay. Wiley, who shout out him, Arizona Wildcat.
Wait, so why does Harry Ford get to play for Britain, considering he was
because
born
if you're
in...
from like India, the U.S., or any colony, I think you can play for Great Britain.
If you're from the U.S., you can play for Britain. That seems a little.
I'm pretty
stupid.
Sure
that's true. Like, okay, that's borderline.
He's from Atlanta,
like,
Georgia. Like,
I mean, your family's from like not like your immigrant family, like you, like you're from the U.S., like pilgrim type stuff.
I feel like. Okay, how do I put this? I feel like that's like traitorous almost. Like, I feel like you're kind of a traitor if like you're born in the U.S. and you play for Britain. Like, I'm not like a big into like U.S. patriotism,
think,
but at
I
the
think
same time,
like
you're kind of
is it not the same thing if you're playing for Britain as Jazz Chisholm, who's from the Bahamas?
Yeah, like, bro, be a real man. Go play for the Bahamas. Be a real man. You know? Stop. You know, be a real man.
They have Deshaun Knowles on this team. Shout out to Deshaun Knowles.
So why does Puerto Rico have their own team then? That is it.
It's like, I think, doesn't Taiwan have their own team?
Well,
Taiwan's
a
country.
Okay.
I know.
Okay,
I know.
Let's not get into
this. I mean, I know it's a whole country.
You can't
hear me out.
That.
Time out.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.